this Sunday, we deal with the last two and with the last two concluding scriptures that brings everything together. He says here in verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hold right there, Dane. First of all, let me start backwards and go forward. Everybody ain't a child of God. I'm sorry. I know what you have called yourself and your cousins. But the Bible gives us a definition of a child of God. You are only a child of God after you receive your brother Jesus. That is the word of God. You might be the child of your mama, but you're not a child of God until you accept your brother Jesus, and then you become a child of God. And the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, because if Jesus is your brother, you should be a peacemaker and not a problem starter. And a whole lot of people like to get, yeah, y'all fill it in the blank for me, like to get stuff started. And that's not holy. That ain't righteous. Riding and driving the petty bus, and some of y'all own the bus company. Go ahead and stand up. I know you want to stand up. Some of y'all own the bus company. You work for the bus company. You drive the bus. You gas up the bus. You change the oil in the bus. Some of y'all not just own the petty bus. Some of you own the whole factory of petty. You ain't, according to the Bible, a peacemaker. And therefore, you can't be calling yourself a child of God. Always stirring up stuff. Girl, I heard. You ain't heard it from me. Anytime somebody begins with the words, you ain't hear it from me, you don't want to hear it. That's why they give you a wonderful button on your cell phone that's red. And maybe it's red because it's the devil, because some of y'all need to hang up on some devils. Because if they begin with, you ain't heard this from me, that means they ain't proud to say it, so you ain't need to be proud enough to hear it. Help me somebody right now. Because if they can't stand on it, it ain't the gospel. And that's the problem I have with what's going on right now in Washington. I've heard some people, you need to stop telling about, no, because he is the representation of the Antichrist spirit. Because oil flows down. And if you got confusion and craziness and lies and chicanery at the top, it flows down. I was saddened to hear the other day as they were interviewing college students. UNC, my school, and Notre Dame and other schools have closed down because of COVID. And this little boy gets on there talking about, I think it's a hoax. Man, come by the funeral home tomorrow. Call Jacoby right now on the telephone, who's working with ICU patients right now with this COVID disease. Tell me they didn't inflate the number. If it's one, it's too many. And you got people confused, and now they're dying. There's so much in there spiritually. I ain't got enough time to deal with about how confusion leads to death. And I ain't just talking about physical death, because a whole lot of people confused right now in their spirits, and it's leading to their own death. They have committed spiritual suicide because they've been dealing with people who ain't peacemakers. All this confusion, calling people out their name, has led us to the divided states of America. One of our favorite, but you got to at least give George Bush credit after 9/11 bringing the country together. He ain't our favorite, but we got a whole lot of respect for him now after he gave Michelle that mitt. You our boy. We invite George to the cookout right now. That other one, nope, you can't even come in the neighborhood. We got security outdoor because you are a divider. You are a liar. You don't do none of the top 10. And I'm not judging. I'm just giving you my opinion based on facts. But the Bible says that the peacemakers, those who bring your family together when you know there's an issue, and stop hiding stuff in your family before you start kissing your cousins. Too much stuff come out at funerals. Then you find out the real truth. Why can't you handle the truth before the funeral? Wait, before the cemetery. Y'all need to bring people together beforehand and bring the family together. Stop all this tension. So I got to deal with it. Next. Number 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Once again, Jesus is teaching us right now how to get into heaven. He's teaching us right now how to get a ticket to heaven. He says those who can get a ticket to heaven are those who've been lied on for my name's sake, those who have been punished for my name's sake, those who have been lambasted, those who have been ridiculed, those who have been picked at and joked at, those who have been bullied for preaching the gospel of Jesus, those who have gone through hell because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, they shall receive the kingdom of heaven. He said, those who are poor in spirit shall receive the kingdom of heaven. And here again, he's showing another way that you get access to all the benefits of heaven by being bold in the spirit. Whole problem is in our society, we got a whole lot of punks in the pulpit and more punks in the pews who only, like Travis said this morning, want to show their holiness in public around other saints. But when you get out in the world, you act like the world. But the Bible says you've got to be stand. You've got to be firm. You've got to be steadfast in your conviction and stand on the word of God, whether the people like it or not. He says, you've got to be right and upright. You've got to be right and upright. You've got to be righteous from his name's sake. And if you are righteous, God will fight you every battle. And you ain't got to worry about people talking behind your back. You ain't got to worry about people scandalizing your name, because you know God's got your back, and there are other saints who know your true self. And you don't have to be worried about what nobody says about you. Lies used to bother me. My family been lied on because we've been successful. Every lie that can be told on somebody has been told on us. And that thing used to bother me until I realized that all they had was hot air. And you know what make a balloon rise? Hot air. That's why your haters going to be your elevators. That's why your haters going to be your escalator. Everybody talking bad about you, they got their name on your mouth. They just spewing hot air and watch you rise. I wish I had a Maya Angelou testimony right now. They can call me anything they want to, but still I rise. And he says, blessed are you men when men revile you, persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Again, he reiterates what he says in verse 8. He goes into it a little bit more deeply. He says, again, blessed are ye men when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. You know, all of us have been lied on. All of us have been misunderstood. All of us have been talked about, whether you know it or not. Because all of us, number one, ain't perfect. But you need to be man enough, if you got a problem with your brother or sister, to tell it to their face. Because if you are a Christian and a peacemaker, you can handle it. And you know that if they're telling you in a proper spirit and context, they're doing you a favor. And all of us who are now adults kind of now understand why our parents were so hard on us. It was just to make us better. And he says that the child of God will be persecuted. The child of God will have men who revile you, who kind of hate you. And again, people do hate you when you're successful. People do hate you when you're doing good. And then there's some cultures, people just only want you to do so good. They really don't want you to do good. I know I've got some professors and teachers in here, but they really don't want you to do gooder than them. It's all right if you got a Camry. Oh, yeah, but don't get no Cadillac. Do partially good, but don't do too good. That's a wrong posture to have. You should celebrate, be proud of, and praise God for any blessing that he bestows upon your neighbor. Because that lets you also know, and this ain't no cliche, that God is in your neighborhood. And what he's done for others, he's definitely going to do the same for you. And I have no idea, again, why people lie so much when we have been beckoned to teach the truth of the love of Jesus Christ. And he tells us today, again, those of us who've been lied on, those of us who've been misunderstood, those who have been falsely talked about, that heaven is prepared for you. And I've told you all the time, when people are jealous of you, they're really mad at God. When someone is jealous of you, they're really mad at God, because they're mad that God ain't blessed you the same way that God has blessed you. I don't take credit for any of my success. Yeah, I don't pass some tests. Yeah, I've got some commas behind my name. But God helped me get everything that I got. I've done the same thing that a whole lot of other people did in college. You did the same thing that a whole lot of other people did in college and even after college, and some of y'all last night. But you woke up this morning. You got breath in your body. You still got your breath. You still got your life. You still got your joy. And for some of y'all, as I said last week, you still got them skeletons in your closet, and God keep them in your closet. But then there's some people who like to expose everything you've done. But we learned early on that those persons who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones for two reasons. Let me tell you why those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Number one, we done seen you throw it. I think the mic's still on. They done seen you throw it. And anyway, if you're throwing a stone out of a glass house, you done destroyed your house. Because the only way that the stone can get out of a glass house is for you to break all the glass in your house. So you really are committing spiritual suicide when you talk bad about me. That's why nobody qualified to throw stones at the woman caught in adultery, because ain't nobody, I ain't but five of us in here. Because when you throw a stone at somebody else, you have destroyed yourself and your home. That's why God has a prepared place for you. When you are a peacemaker, when you do right by people, and you know that when people lie on you, you're in good company, because they also lied on Jesus. And maybe sometimes if nobody has said nothing bad about you, it's because you ain't doing no good. I'm going to say that one more again. That felt good coming out. If people ain't talking bad about you, James Ann, it's probably because you ain't done no good. When you do good, people don't like it for some reason. And the Bible teaches us how to deal with it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You cannot be in the business of trying to please everybody. I done told everybody, once you get to heaven, you'll vote 40, 51 to 49. One more person like you than the other, you should get in. You got to do good by people. Let me close by telling you this story. I wasn't going to watch the Democratic National Convention because it was online and it was virtual. Wouldn't get the same type of party atmosphere in years past. I didn't know if I could stomach after all these Zoom calls, Dr. Shealy doing another Zoom call as it was virtually watching the Democrat National Convention. And I'm not being partial, even though I am a Democrat, and I do remind you that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey and not an elephant. I just want to throw that on in there. But I watched it, Judge, and Judge, I was mesmerized by how good a job they did, the roll call when they went across the country. And it was so moving to see all of us, every creed, every color, every ethnicity, every sexual orientation that represents the greatness of what America is about, to show a united front for our country. I was moved by that. I was moved by Michelle Obama and her her graceless, her grace, and her grace manner as she delivered that wonderful speech. I was moved by Jill Biden. I was moved by Kamala Harris and telling her story. And as she stood there with grace and was not being portrayed as they want to portray as an angry black woman, that she just commanded, as I say, commanded the pulpit and commanded that stage. But you all know who moved me more than anyone else? And Joe Biden was good, too. He didn't mess up like he normally does, you know, because he'd go off cue in a heartbeat. But he was excellent. But you know who brought chills up my spine? That woman in that elevator. Her name is Jacqueline Britney. She spoke during the Democrat National Convention. And she told this story, keep that up. She told this story about meeting President Biden. And I say that prophetically. You got to speak some things into existence. She tells this story about meeting President Biden as he was going to do an interview at the New York Times. Jacqueline said during her speech that I take up a whole lot of powerful people in this elevator. I take up powerful people up on my elevator all the time. When they get off, they go to their important meetings. Me, I just head back to the lobby. But in the short time I spent with Joe Biden, I could tell he really saw me, that he actually cared, that my life meant something to him. And I knew even when he went into his important meeting, he'd take my story in there with them. In that short time I spent with President Joe Biden, I could tell he really saw me, that he actually cared, that my life meant something to him. And I know even when he went into his important meeting, he'd take my story in there with him. I know Joe took her story, but I know another man that knows my story as well. His name's not Joe. His name is Jesus. And I know that he knows my story. He knows everything about me, and he knows everything about you. He knows when you're poor in spirit. He knows when you thirst for righteousness' sakes. He knows when men rightfully misuse you and revile you. He knows your story and everything about you. But I heard the songwriter says, this is my story. This is my song. And because I've got a story, then I've got a song that says I'm praising my Savior all the day long. For blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I said, oh, what a foretaste of glory, divine heir of salvation, persons of blood, born with the Spirit, washed in his blood. For this is my story. This is my song. And because he knows my story, and he looked past all my faults and saw all my needs, even in this pandemic, I can find a way to praise him. Even when we have lost so much, I can still find a way to praise him. Even though I don't know how we're going to come out and come through, I can still find a way to praise him. I ain't missed no meals. I've paid my mortgage. I've paid my rent. I've educated my kids. Even if I don't have but a piece of job, unemployment is keeping me. I want to give him praise right now. And I wish I had just a few persons who don't mind putting their hands together and open up my mouth and saying, thank God that Joe knows her story, but Jesus knows my story. Jesus knows everything I've been through. Jesus knows every tear I've cried. Jesus knows every night that I could not sleep. But this is my story. This is my song. And I'm praising my Savior all the day long. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks unto God. Give God praise if you can. God bless you. heaven smile upon you. We want to thank you for joining us this day virtually. We want to thank you for hearing this word and these series of words that God has given us on the Beatitudes. I believe it teaches us Christian ethics and how we ought to treat our brothers and our sisters, and how God will bless us when we're poor in spirit, when we need mercy, when we are reviled, when we talk about, when there's not a dime in our pocket. He teaches us how to respond and how to get access to his kingdom. Well, to be a child of God, you've got to accept your brother Jesus. And the way that you accept your brother Jesus is believing in your heart that he is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. If you believe that Jesus is Lord, if you believe that he is God's son, if you believe that he died for your sins and got up on that third day morning, just say right now, I believe. I believe in you, Jesus. And I believe that God rose you from the dead. If you have made that confession right now, the Bible says you're saved. We believe in faith right now that someone just gave their life to Christ. You can't come down the aisle. You can't fill out a form. But that's the thing. Because that thief that was on the right just said, Lord, when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And if you have just given your life to Christ, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. If you want to formalize your salvation, call that number 803-744-7851. If you're online, there's an online form where you can give us your information. One of our dedicated deacons will get in contact with you, affirm your faith, and bring you into full fellowship here at the Brooklyn Baptist Church. We thank you so very much, and we pray now that you are now a born again believer. Give God praise, believing in faith that someone has made a change in their life. We now want to give you an opportunity to give. As Eric Roy, our praise team wants to come, just give us a quick song as you give. We thank you so very much for what you've given on behalf of the mission of the Brooklyn Church. You have counted yourself so faithful during this pandemic. We have not had to lay off anyone. We have not had to furlough anyone. We've been able to keep our entire staff paid as well as feed thousands because of your giving. The church is not in the building. The church is in the business that is outside of the building. Because of your benevolence and your love for Jesus Christ, and obviously your love for your brother man, you've been faithful good givers and faithful stewards. You can text 803-223-7519. You simply put in the amount that you want to give with a space and then B&E tithes and offerings. If you want to give to our capital campaign so that we can pay off this building and build our sanctuary, whatever amount you want to give, and then give it to B&E campaign, all one word. Let some of you believe that Jesus only takes a check. We'll take the check as well. You can mail it in.